there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. An international campaign has been launched to preserve and restore 8,000 children's shoes which remain on display at Auschwitz. Called Soul to Soul, it's an initiative launched by the International March of the Living in conjunction with the Auschwitz Museum and Foundation and Nishloss Foundation to raise an initial $500,000 urgently needed to kickstart the process. Until now, the campaign has succeeded in raising $175,000, of which $40,000 came from an online campaign, with the Nishloss Foundation contributing $100,000. In a joint statement, International March of the Living Chairman Dr. Shmuel Rosenman and President Phyllis Greenberg Heidemann thanked all who have donated thus far and have encouraged individuals, companies, and philanthropists globally to come on board with this mission to preserve the memories and history of that tragic era. During times of conflict, certain communities are likely to become scapegoats which suit nations' agendas. And the European Union has just released a report detailing Jewish hate and misinformation detected within online media since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The European Union Agency for Fundamental Rights noted terms used by Russia justifying its war on Ukraine, such as Nazi and genocide, as inflaming anti-Semitism, and have also noted that Jewish communities across Europe are continually affected by offensive online postings and disinformation relating to the continuing Russian invasion. Last year, the European Commission presented its first ever strategy to combat anti-Semitism, and along with these developments, it is expected to compile reports for implementing its plan in 2024 and 2029 respectively. Morocco, which acknowledges the Jewish community as part of its history and identity, has become the first Muslim country to introduce a synagogue to one of its universities. Named Bait Allah, which means like the house of God, this milestone event is a result of the establishment of diplomatic ties between Israel and Morocco 2 months after the Abraham Accords was signed. The Memona Association, which is a Muslim-founded Moroccan non-profit organization, has been credited with this event as it aims to promote the country's Jewish heritage, as well as the American Sephardi Federation. Memona Association founder and president El Mehdi Boudra noted the synagogue's location next to the campus mosque, which demonstrates and underlines Moroccan tolerance and coexistence, whilst Rabbi Abadi, senior rabbi of the Jewish Council of the Emirates in the United Arab Emirates, acknowledged the synagogue's presence as a recognition of Morocco's Jewish community and Judaism, where prayers, lectures, and gathering for Jewish as well as other students can participate in these events and activities. Religious leaders from various faiths recently gathered for a conference in Jerusalem ahead of a major United Nations climate change conference, which will begin in Egypt next week. Held between Israel's Religions Department in the Foreign Ministry and the Interfaith Center for Sustainable Development, its objective was to unite religious communities worldwide to jointly and effectively tackle the effects of escalating climate change patterns. During the event, all religious leaders signed the Jerusalem Declaration on Climate, which obliges all signatories to urgently address the situation. Amongst those who signed the agreement were the Vatican Ambassador to Israel and Cyprus, the representative of the Baha'is in Jerusalem, a Druj Iman, the representative of the Greek Orthodox Patriarchate, reverends from the Coptic Church and the Greek Orthodox Patriarchate, and several rabbis. And as another week draws to a close, let's see what else made or is making headlines since the beginning of the week. Two married couples who hid Jews in Berlin from the Nazis were honored this week during a ceremony attended by their descendants who received the medals on their behalf. Rising anti-Semitism coupled with recently introduced strict laws relating to self-defense weapons have prompted Jewish communities in the United States to increase their use of security programs. Two mums from Australia have found a unique way to sell off discarded or outdated clothing items bound for dumping sites to those wanting to buy and still wear such items. And in doing so, 100% of all proceeds will be donated to Jewish House in Sydney. And rounding off on a sporting note, congratulations goes to Jewish ace Max Fried for winning a third straight Gold Glove Award for Best Defensive Pitcher. He is the third Atlanta Braves pitcher to win the award many times, along with other baseball legends Greg Maddux and Phil Nycro. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.